The Three Little Pigs. Who thought it? Just a fairy story. But this is a wonderful illustration of the difference between micro and macro level. And this is the macro level in all its horror, if you like, or all its glory. Who'd like to have a go at just suggesting even one or two of the discourses that are touched on in that commercial for The Guardian? So we had all kinds of people making comments on things.
Social networking.
What about agendas? People's agendas. Who's the victim?
Changes. People's perception of who,
exactly.
Who is the victim changes. As the story develops, and new evidence comes out or comes to light, then perceptions of the story changes. Which I guess the advert is trying to show you the whole picture. There's four or five different sides to this.
Four or five different sides. So we also had social injustice in the council tax.
Yeah, there's a whole other debates and other things that spread out.
That spread out from it. So a whole network of other discourses that were touched on there. And so they're trying to tell us that they're showing us all the different perspectives and all the different things that connect from it. And so this is just a way to make it very clear to us how everything is connected, how these different discourses are connected. I mean, even just Bokassi, for example. I mean, they're making a statement by having a black chief of police in that role, giving out an announcement there. I mean, that's the semiotic issue, you know, what signs and symbols, what ideological stance are we taking? We're trying to, now, for example, if that was an advert for the Telegraph, I don't think we would have seen that level of casting, for example. So when you're looking for things like racist discourse, put it this way, you don't Google racism. You look for it in other places. When you're looking for people contesting racist discourse, for example, you don't Google racism. You look in other places for it. When you're looking for evidence of sexist discourses or sexism, you don't Google sexism. Basically, it's all around us as we're going to see.